1. Ha'imer mishkali alai. If a person says, I vow to give my weight. So this is a different kind of vow. And he says, I vow to give my weight. Whatever I weigh, I'm going to donate an equivalent amount, an equivalent weight to the temple. Nasin mishkala. So he has to give, that's what he has to do. And im kesef, if he stipulates silver, he's got to give silver. And im zahav zahav, if he stipulates gold, then he's got to give gold. So the person did this, and let's say he weighs kind of 80 kilograms, so, and he stipulated silver, so he'd have to give 80 kilograms of silver to the temple. Or if he stipulated gold, he would have to give 80 kilograms of gold to the temple. And if he doesn't stipulate, so the Gemara teaches that he can then give his weight of anything that is sold locally by weight. An example the Gemara brings is onions. So a person could then donate, let's say, 80 kilograms of onions to the temple if he didn't specify what weight, what he was going to give exactly. But if it's a wealthy person, then he's got to be assessed according. He's got to give according to his wealth if he didn't specify. So, you know, he wouldn't be able to get away then with just giving like 80 kilograms of onions. He'd have to do something more. And on that point, there was a story where the mother of Yemriyacha said, Mishkal biti alai, I undertake to give the weight of my daughter to the temple as a donation. V'alsi Yushalayim, and then she went up to Jerusalem, Ushkaluha, and they weighed the daughter. V'nasna mishkala zahav, and then they gave that weight in gold. She was a very wealthy woman, and so they gave that you see that they assessed her, even though she didn't specify gold, she did donate the weight of gold, the equivalent amount of gold, because she was a wealthy woman. Mishkal yadi alai, if a person says, I undertake to give the weight of my hand to the temple. So how do we assess what that weight is? How much does his hand weigh? Rabbi Huda says we use a technique of measuring volume as follows, a trick. We take a jar and we fill the jar up with water. And then the person puts his hand into the water up to his elbow, because in layman's terms, in those days, when a person says his hand, he means the hand and the forearm all the way up to the elbow. Now, obviously, when he puts his hand and his forearm into the water, into the full jar, what's going to happen is the water is going to be displaced and overflow. So when he takes his hand out, the jar is going to have less water in it than it started. Then what he does is, v'shoikel basar chamor v'gidin v'atzamos, he takes sinews, meat, and flesh from a donkey, v'noisen l'soicha ad she'tismale, and he starts filling up the jar again with donkey flesh, bones, sinews, etc. When the water gets back to the top, right, so then what he would do is he would take that donkey flesh, bone, etc. and weigh it. Now he's got a weight. That's an equivalent way of working out what the weight of his hand is. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda. We use that kind of volumetric technique and to work out what the weight of his hand is. I'm a Rabbi Yossi. Says Rabbi Yossi, V'chi haich efsha l'kevan basa k'neged basa v'atzamos k'neged atzamos. Says Rabbi Yossi, no, you can't use that technique because the ratio has to be the same. Bone is much heavier than flesh. So you've got to get the right amount of bone and the right amount of flesh of the donkey corresponding to how much bone and flesh, etc., is in a hand and in a forearm. So says Rabbi Yossi, how can you ever get that right? Ela shamin esayad kamahi roya, says Rabbi Yossi. Rather, we estimate how much the hand is likely to weigh. And that's what we donate to the temple. We donate that to the temple accordingly. Brings up in the Karti that the halacha is actually follows Rabbi Yossi. So we wouldn't use the volumetric technique of Rabbi Yehuda. We would rather just estimate what the volume of the hand is, and that is what we would donate to the temple.